he asked during the lesson.
I'll say that the most important thing in coming closer to the Congress is in feeling responsibility, responsible for the correction of the whole world. Maybe it's too big. How can it be that I'm responsible for the whole world, for all of humanity, all the worlds, maybe the Creator? That's what the Creator gave us, meaning, as the Zohar, the Holy Zohar writes, the keys from above.
But
we have to think this way. There is no other choice. We have to feel this way. We're obligated to approach our Congress accordingly. The end of the action in the initial thought. Meaning we have to see the end of the act. The desirable result, not only the desirable, but the inevitable, because it doesn't depend on us. The plan is there, down to the last detail, and we have to go over it from beginning to end. We are already at a certain point along the way, and the Creator is guiding us, aiming us more and more. We feel each day our fate is becoming clearer, more closer to realization. But we just have to take it upon ourselves that specifically in this way we will advance. And the important thing for us is that in each and every action we're doing it in order to bring the whole world to correction. And by that we will give contentment to the Creator. The Creator has no deficiency. All of his deficiencies in the created beings, and he gave us the scepter, let's say the power to bring humanity to correction. And we have to accept it, not be ashamed of it, not be afraid of it, not somehow hide it. Rather, in truth, humanity's future depends on us, no less. Maybe even more. We don't know to what extent this is exactly so. Therefore, anyone, wherever he is, in Siberia, South America, Alaska, Australia, wherever he is, Africa, I see, Asia, we have friends everywhere. Each one needs to feel responsible, truly responsible for the whole world, especially for his region. And we must come to a state where this feeling in practice, there will be a better time and we'll be able to disseminate the method of correction even better. But not in practice, but in potential, in the power of thought and our desire. We need already, with everything we've got, all our thoughts, our desires, our forces, we need to try and think about the correction of the world. As the Creator says, and everyone shall know me from the littlest to their greatest, and my house, what we build, this one vessel called the third temple, my house will be a house of prayer for all the nations. So all of humanity will feel that in our prayer, our common prayer, our collective prayer, on that depends our salvation. And after that depends also our ability to delight our Creator, the upper force. And then the way He wishes for our benefit, we wish for His benefit, and we come to connection, to adhesion. Let's think about it, that whatever we do, we want to pass it through the entire world to the Creator. Let it be Israel.
We're going to read again. Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant,
if we keep what the Creator wants, then,
meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here.
What kind of covenant? A connection.
To be my segula, my virtue remedy from among all peoples.
What does it mean that we're special from among all the people? What does it mean that we have to, do we have to do to be liked by the upper force to do our role?
This means that you will be my segula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and the nations of the world.
This will be our role, to pass the method of correction to all the nations, to the whole world, and all the nations and the whole world, the Creator will ensure that they would lack correction. They will suffer from coronavirus, various problems, troubles. Their ear will be ready to open up and hear what we have to say.
For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this.
For in order to bestow, they're incapable of it. They're unable to connect. They want only those things, the will to, according to the will to receive, that dwells in them and determines everything for them. But the Creator awakens a little bit of suffering, and then we can, through that deficiency that He opens up in the nations of the world, we can bring this plan of correction, method of correction, the purpose of correction, so they will somehow hear. This should be our work, this should be our point of effort.
And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations.
To set an example, both for itself and for others, on the existence in the new connection.
For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine.
Meaning the whole, the entire earth. The earth is the desire. I constantly change it. I arrange it so that you would want to be connected more and more. Since you will see how distant you are from one another, and this is the source of all your problems.
Meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing this task, I need a virtuous people. We can't hear you.
One group. It should be one group. In this group, all the laws of nature, the correct upper laws of nature, laws of connection must exist. And that's why I expect this group to give an example for all the nations of the world, so they would follow its role, its example. So let's see how this group first does what I expect of it to do. I gave them the desire. I gave them the impulse. I gave them this attraction to my goal. And if they won't do it, I'll have to pressure them more and more. Until they'll become an example, and you should be a nation of a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And this is the meaning of bestowal. They have to be an example, set an example for everyone. Let's see ourselves in this way, otherwise, or things will get worse to us, for us. The Creator stopped taking care of the general people of Israel, the ones he took out of Egypt. Today he's taking care of us. He awakens a desire in us and the necessity for correction. So let's see how he's pressuring us, and how we, under this pressure, and even before this pressure, by our own will, we develop this necessity, and we are drawn to the goal to become an example for everyone. What should any person in the world do if he wishes to protect himself from the coronavirus, from different problems, troubles that are now threatening to blanket the earth, and everyone will turn to us, and we have to give them a clearer example that stands out for how or what you should be in order to save yourself from all the troubles. That's what is considered success in the eyes of humanity. For us, success is to adhere to the Creator, to discover Him. But for them, it's to save themselves from the troubles. So let us give them that example on the correct behavior.
Few agree to be the remedy for all the nations.
An example to all.
I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests.
That he will be as an example to everyone. He will be the great ones, the leaders of humanity, ushering it towards correction, the end of correction. You will be as my sons. And together we'll do this work because the Creator needs His representation. On the context, the end of correction needs to come to everyone. Anyone who can be called a man, Adam. Who is Adam? The one who can feel his evil inclination, who can feel it, still can't locate it in many people. So if he can locate his nature as bad, this is called Adam, human. And you can educate him and open his heart and mind until he begins to feel how much he hates others, how bad it is, how far he is from the Creator by that, and so on and so forth. So each and every person is qualified for it. If not now, in a little bit of time, because there needs to be a certain development for his egoistic desire. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the correction surely starts with those who are the worst, the biggest egoists, the most sensitive. And this is called the nation of Israel, those who are aimed at the Creator. They know the good, they know the bad, they know how to discern, distinguish between the two, and they wish to cause harm to others and take all the good for themselves. The excessive will to receive that exists in them. And they are more worthy, more prepared for corrections. So, of course, each and every person will have to come to it, but we begin the correction, and they first come to correction, those in whom the will to receive burns, is big. But is everyone? Yes, everyone must come to this correction. You can see it in the writings of Baal Sulam. He writes about it clearly.
Что значит быть согласным стать избранным из всех народов?
What does it mean to agree to be a chosen nation? What should we do?
You must serve everyone. This is the meaning of being greater or the biggest. Just like a mother is the biggest compared to her kids, but she serves them, she gives them everything, she cares for them. The big one, the first one, is the one who cares for those who come after him.
No. Can.
Значит ли это, что мы должны больше
Does that mean
делать в объединении и больше
that
мне кажется, что можем
we have to do in connection more than we can and do more than we can in dissemination?
We can always add. Always. So there's no such thing where we are now sitting down and waiting for something to happen. We constantly have to run and do more and more.
How, in the connection between us, should we tend or maintain the intention to be as a kingdom of priests?
It's like a mother towards her kids. She wants to give them an example how to relate nicely to one another. When we explain the method of correction, we don't just perform different actions. We want to explain to them what depends on us, what we must do in order to be happy, to be successful. So first of all, we say we have a remedy for the success and the happiness of everyone. Let us publicize this remedy. Let's all take it and we'll see how it will help to benefit your life. Take the medicine, open your mouth, take the medicine, and see how good it is. How will you do it? Very simply. See how you need to relate to one another, talk to one another. Try to do it like a mother who's telling her kids when she wants them to behave well. And then you'll begin to feel how between you there starts to be formed.
Спасибо. Раф, какой вы
Thank you.
Чтобы вот так, как вы сказали в начале,
what advice can you give so that it will be like you said in the beginning of the lesson, so we will feel confident, confident of the dissemination? There's a feeling it depends on a certain time that should come and not on you.
No, the fact that Creator gives us an awakening at certain times, this is called awakening from above. This is not the real thing. The Creator can do anything with you. What we're talking about is awakening from below, with Tauta del Tata. This is important. And so it doesn't matter in what way I get up in the morning and I can or I cannot. I'm in the mood, I'm not in the mood, I feel like it or don't. I have to do what's needed. Like a soldier in the army, that they wake them up and in 10 seconds you have to be up and ready.
Можно еще вопрос? Я хотел спросить такое. Если человек, он должен себе чувствовать какую-то неуверенность внутри, чтобы
он... Should he feel some kind of insecurity when he disseminates in the name of the Creator? Or is a situation, there is a situation where a person is fully confident and starts disseminating, not talking about externally, but internally? How does it work?
A person who is developed, who is wise.
הוא לא מסוגל בעצמו לכלום, אבל יחד עם זה הוא מתחבר עם הבורא, ואז מתוך חיבור שלו עם הבורא יש לו כוח. זהו.
result has got strength. A person who doesn't connect to the Creator and feels strong just like that, he's just an idiot. He's a fool. Just a fool. Or a thug. And you can really trip him very easily. A true strong person, a hero person, is one who conquers his own inclination and connects to the Creator. And then he gets strength from the Creator. And then he is unlimited because he's connected to the Complete One. So inside you're a rag. You're just a rag. But on the outside you have to show the world how confident you are of what you're saying.
Because you are connected to the upper force. Not that you're just acting like an empty balloon. Rather, you are connected to the Creator, and from within Him, from the Creator, you receive all the forces by yourself. You're a zero. When you connect through the group to the Creator, 100%, you have all the forces in nature. And then you're certain that it will happen this way. You're certain that if you're holding on to the group and the Creator, there's nothing that can harm you. Nothing.
How do you intensify the connection between us and be concerned for one another, just as the mother is concerned for a child in the coma?
Through envy, lust, and honor, when we begin to feel the friends, I see how well the friends treat each other, and that makes me jealous. Why am I not doing this? I see how lovingly they treat one another. And I'm also jealous that I can't feel it. Maybe they don't treat me this way. And so on. That's the only way. Look at the friends. What kind of connection they have among them. And through your envy, you will begin to advance.
So in the coming Congress, how do we increase this envy?
Look at others. Even now, look at the examples you have now. You'll have the same at the Congress, and even more intensely. But basically, it's the same. You want to be included in them, because by being included in them, you'll start feeling the Creator that's in them. Thinking about them, you'll remain like the children.
About the thought, I hear you again and again saying that the correction is in a good thoughts, and we'll have an opportunity to explain it. I wanted to ask, what is a good thought about the friends?
Connection.
What does it mean? During the day, I want to exert and practice good thoughts about the friends. What should I think about?
Yes, try to connect to them.
What is that thought that generates the connection?
That if you connect, the thoughts will complement each other. It's not like everyone will have the same thought. Then you will be as one person. If you are a 10, you will become as one with one brain. You have to connect 10 brains that will work for one goal. And then you will feel the benefits of this.
Let's say I suddenly feel I have bad thoughts about the friend. I disqualify him.
Great. It's the Creator giving you a chance to correct yourself.
So I have to try and see something else in him, or simply ask the Creator to change me?
Turn to the Creator. That's how it goes. PT5.
We have the tendency to turn to the Creator with things that we don't need Him for, and we don't turn to Him with things where we do need Him.
That's because you're not scrutinizing among yourselves what to turn to Him with and what not to turn to Him with. Try to talk about it with the friends, and you'll see how very quickly you get to the most important thing. And then you really have to kind of beat Him up.
Рад, вы сказали, что группа танцует. Это значит...
Well, you said that the group dances.
Чтобы получился танец.
Does it mean that we all hear one music?
Или каждый может слышать свое?
For the dance to succeed, each one, they all will need to hear the same thing. Or each one his own.
You are hearing one thought, the same thought. But each one perceives this thought according to his own qualities. And accordingly, you want to connect your impressions from that thought. You want to connect them together. So what happens is that each one gets his own impressions, but you also want to be connected in this together. And that gives constant internal changes and external changes and various harmonies. And that creates the dance. Therefore, when you dance together, there is joy because there is something higher that operates us. And we are happy that each one is impressed in his own natural way. And at the same time, we are impressed together, inspired together, and convey to one another our impressions. So it turns out that I am impressed differently from you, but I don't exactly know how you are impressed, but I pass on to you my impression, and you give me your impression, not the inner content, but the impression itself, its power, its intensity. So as a result, we get to dance. In the dance, we remain in our personal impressions, but by nevertheless being connected among us. Well, these are very profound things. The Zohar talks about it. We'll learn it. Basically, our whole work, our whole life is a dance.
And how do we listen to the public? How do we hear the public to be able to hear the
public?
That's the question. That's what I asked previously. You're right by asking that. How can we listen to the public? It's hard for us to listen to the public because we're not in their place. If you're connected to the goal, you see it, which is above our life even. It's an eternal goal that takes you to eternity. Well, then you can't compare yourself to the public. The public is in a state where it has from here till there. It's their limited life. They don't feel beyond that. And then your point of view of life and their point of view of life are not the same. That's why when a person starts writing with your point of view of the eternal life, without even talking to them or about them at all, if they feel that you're unrealistic, as if you're floating in the air or something, that's the problem. This is why, even if we want to integrate with the public, for that moment, for those states in which we write for the public, we have to feel that we're in their level, as if there's no other next world, there's no adhesion in the Creator, there's nothing except for this life, as much as I've got left in this life, and that's where I live. Try to clothe back from above downwards. And then try to take, if you're successful at that, to connect for a few articles with your readers. If you already have readers, you have to try to take them and to elevate them from below upwards. That's education. Then you'll see how they'll connect. Look, the general law is connection. The Creator broke the kli intentionally. The desire He created broke into many individual desires, and we have to connect them together. That's why all we have is one action we should do, action of connection. Each of us, by the shattering, is incorporated in everyone else. That's why each one can and is capable and is obliged to connect to everyone. From this, we get a very simple law. It's a law of connection. We have to connect between us in all the different options and everything that should happen. If you are imagining to yourself a system that has to be connected to each other and heed this to that and all the different things, you accept it that it's not these connections that we pull the strings between one and the other. But rather by that we are in, well, we can say it's like one soup. And in it, we are interconnected through the soup to each other. And we're like croutons in that soup, crumbs of bread or particles. Meaning we don't have, in the meantime, we have mitzvot, meaning commandments, that we have to be connected to each other. In a way that I'm connected to you, you're connected to him, etc., etc., each and every one. But after the 10, when we attain the 10, and we attain the connection between the 10 and other 10s, bit by bit, we lose this matter of the kav, of the line. Instead of that, we take upon ourselves the form of the circle. Instead of being a line, this line enters a circle, and then we receive, rather than the perception of the Kabbalists, the present perception, when we're above reason, there's another different level of perception, integral perception. It's not what I connect through these strings to each and every one. And I perform the shape of 10 sefirot with each and every one. But rather, we become limitless. We shift from a discrete individual state to a complete state. Well, I can't say about it, but it's a whole different perception. It's a whole different perception. Then we start understanding where the scientists are stuck when they're talking about the boundaries of time and space and all these things. For them, it's small things. Well, we'll talk about it one day. Maybe through that we'll get an approach for a certain society through the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
Sometimes ask. It feels so hard. Let's say it feels like a dictatorship. That's as if a dictator tells you from
this is what you have to do, and it feels so against us. So how can you be, let's say, in a free will to attach yourself to such a law? Sometimes it feels really, really difficult. Sometimes it feels good, sometimes it feels really, really hard. What can you really do to be there in a free will, to follow laws like this?
I'll tell you, the way we act is gradual, and we have no problem about it, but rather, it's just that our steps lead us on our own. We advance. We don't know exactly. It's like a baby growing up. He doesn't know what's going to happen. It's life which is above him. The life revolves him. They revolve him, his parents, etc. So he advances. We're the same. We don't have to know what states we're going to reach. We have to know what now we need to perform at this moment, and the next moment will be born out of this moment. Don't worry so much about the next step. The next state will be born in an essential way. It's a must. That's how it will come from this state. In general, the less you worry about it, the better it is. Just worry about the